When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We want to thank the Red Bulls. By the way, I'm going to the playoff game. Red Bulls have a playoff game.
Look at you, soccer maniac.
Yeah,
you.
Sammy got me hooked. Sammy Steinlein of the Red Bulls invited me a couple of weeks ago. I went. I loved it. This time I'm going to take my family. So I'm going to take my wife and my daughter, Sammy.
Nice. Are you going to sit with them?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be getting food or whatever, and they can hang out. No, but we're going to go. It's right near where we
live.
Right
off 280.
Yeah, so it's an easy commute.
Yeah.
There's something about the soccer game that's calming that I liked.
Yeah.
And the sporting event, and it's a playoff game, and
it's
they really take
venue.
Care of us. So the Red Bulls, and they brought in donuts today for everybody, those glazed donuts. Dude, I usually don't eat that stuff, but it was delicious.
So we all went to town. They have hooked us up forever. Sammy's a great guy. They got a nice product out there. You know, what is that, Sunday at 4?
4:30 start.
We got a playoffs football game,
yeah,
so we can't go. But I've been there, but not, oddly enough, not for a game. I told you, I did a show there. I don't know why. Maybe the stadium just opened. I don't know. And I remember having Donnie Walsh on the show. It was a million years ago when he was running the Knicks.
Right.
And I remember getting a tour of the place, and it was amazing. And a lot of people that I know that play soccer, their kids, like, they go often, and they love the experience. Like, the Red Bulls put on a good show.
I'm going to check an item off the list. I don't know about a bucket list necessarily, but soccer game, because I've never been to one until I went recently. Now, soccer playoff game.
There you go.
They play best 2 out of 3. The Red Bulls are up 1-0.
I'm going to get you to the Liberty next year.
Yeah, maybe. They invite us out and send us some swag, I'm all for it. I finally got the sweatshirt Sammy sent, so I'm good to go.
You can buy us.
It can't be bought. Hey, who's next? I want some St. John's gear.
Oh, that's coming. As a matter of fact, I got some St. John's things I have to read, right? Hoff was telling me. First game's Monday night.
I know you're saying. I'm
can't
looking
wait.
Forward to that, too.
We'll get you Johnny's gear. I got you.
St. John's or Rutgers, whoever sends me the stuff first, they got to pay.
Yeah, I got news for you. I do St. John's, but if Rutgers sent me some good swag, I'll wear a little Rutgers hoodie, too.
I like that. Did you have both the donut and the pie that they sent over the Red Bulls?
I shouldn't do this, but I do. I have little slivers. So this is how I rationalize in my mind. I don't go for the full donut, nor do I go for the full slice of pie. But I go back in like little dribs and drabs, and it winds up equating to the same big slab that I would have had if I just had the slab to start.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because Hoff and I were having this discussion yesterday. There was some, or the other day, there was some pizza out in the cafeteria. You know, sometimes it's random things that they're celebrating.
Uh-huh.
And Hoff was saying, like, you'll just take bites of pizza and then throw the rest out. Is that true?
Well, he wasn't saying I would throw it in the box where people in the community,
in the garbage. You grab a slice, you take a bite or two, and then throw it out.
Oh, I do that. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Hoff, you want to call BTL?
He admitted to it just now. No. But yeah, like, especially the crust, he'll never touch the crust.
Well,
but like,
that's different. I think if you eat the whole slice and not the crust, you're okay.
No, I would say there's a good half of the slice that's still left that goes in the garbage.
You know what it is? Because to me, the top of the pizza, he's not wrong. The top of the pizza, it's like a little more oily and a little more cheesy, which is what I want. But I do the same thing with that
you
in
do
my
it at
own
home
mind.
Too?
Yeah. But I also have like a meatball. Like if we have pizza night, I always get like a shrimp parmesan here or a meatball parmesan or chicken parmesan
and
or calzone.
And then
a couple of nipples. Yeah, the kids have a pizza. But I do the same stupid thing. Instead of having just, you know, in my mind, like 2 slices of pizza, I'll nibble on like 6. And I'm like, oh, I didn't really have a lot each time. But the idiot, you still had 2 slices, maybe 3. So
that is hilarious. All right, BT and Sal, the fan. Tom is calling from Comac. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good, Tommy. How are you?
I got a fun little prop for you, BT. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead, bud. Go ahead.
All right. So the Jets make the playoffs.
Okay.
What happens once what happens once they get in is unknown. You know, could lose first round, could win the Super Bowl, whatever. But Juan Soto is a New York Met.
Which one would I want?
No, that's the trade-off. Just make the playoffs, but Juan Soto becomes a
no. Hey, by the way, I mean, that's an interesting incorporation of many like pertinent topics right now, so I'm not trying to dismiss Tom's trade or, you know, positioning to me, whatever. I want Juan Soto to stay. I really do. I mean, why wouldn't you? I don't need Juan Soto to stay. You and I talked about this, and I don't think you disagree. Now, for the Mets, they need the superstar. He's 25, 26. It changes their profile. From the Yankees' perspective, as we've just discussed, they can't even run the bases or make basic defensive plays, including Juan Soto. So, yeah, I'd love him to bat in front of Judge for whatever remains of Judge's prime, 3, 4, 5 years. And I really love, so he is a surgeon in the box. And I love him. But if he goes somewhere else, did the Yankees win the championship? The answer is no. So for people who tell me, oh, you can't win the champion, you can't let Juan Soto go, how are you going to win the championship? You had Juan Soto, you didn't win.
Right.
So there's other, and it's, I'm saying that not fully his fault at all, but there are multiple ways to build a championship team.
There are three perspectives for the Juan Soto discussion. One, Yankees perspective. Two, Mets perspective. Three, Mets versus Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Perspective. And Tom wanted to bring that up there. You being the Yankee fan, you sign right now to make the Jets a playoff team, but you lose Soto to the Mets?
No, listen, I'm a negotiator. I'm gonna counter here. And since we hung up on Tommy, you can speak for a second. You could be his mouthpiece here. My counter is this. I'd be very interested in the deal. I'll say goodbye to Soto. Jets get to the Super Bowl. I don't want just a wild card.
I got
you push this thing ahead, you can have Soto.
Jets get to the Super Bowl. How about win a playoff game?
No, I want Super Bowl.
That's my counter offer to your counter.
I turned that down, sir.
Can I make a counter to both of
you? What do you got, Huff?
All right, so the Jets make the playoffs. The Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, we're going to go multi-layers here.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Knicks are playing tonight, and I saw Cat banged up his wrist a little bit. Playing the Pistons, it'll be fine.
I finally called it. Dude, who thinks that this guy's soft? From what I'm seeing, he's not soft.
He's finesse. Soft is not the right word. He's finesse.
He gave one of those arm pumps against Miami.
I got
anyway,
you. He played great against Miami. So let me see, Hoff. So the Jets win a playoff game. The Knicks get to the ECFs. And you guys have Soto?
I don't know if that's good enough for the Eastern Conference.
Well, that's what I'm saying here. I mean, you just fired the shot that is supposed to, like, it's, I don't want to say it's expected because anything can happen, but
you're getting two for one.
I understand that, but the Knicks are kind of supposed to get to the conference finals because they would have been there a year ago if everybody didn't get hurt. Now you have Towns, so I reject your offer as well.
Oh, my God.
Counter offer, sir? Here's
the Islanders win a playoff game.
That might get Sal excited. He's the Islander fan.
St. John's makes the tournament.
St. John's what?
Makes the tournament. St. John's?
I need win a game. Because I've done two tournament like games with St. John's.
I'm giving you 3-for-1. I get Soto for the Mets.
Boy.
You get the Jets postseason.
Yeah.
You get Knicks Eastern Conference Final.
That is quite a bit.
And St. John's in the tournament.
Can you throw an afternoon drive and then I'm all
there? Yeah.
Woo! You know what? The
hey, friend through the drive, I'll keep
can you join
me
doing home show? Everybody was on Zoom yesterday. Can you throw that in once a week? Why not? Yeah, you got a deal. I would say this, Sal. Johnny's by the way,
win a game in the tournament.
Okay, win an NCAA tournament game for the first time since that would have been 2001.
Yes.
Because they lost to Wisconsin in 2002. Win a game, Knicks ECFs, Jets get to or win a playoff game? There's no doubt you could have Soto. Take him.
Just be what you I can have say him. Is be careful what you wish for.
You can have him.
Scott Boras, are you listening?
It's easy. It's easy to forget the battles and the crap that I took, not even just from you, but from everybody when I said Soto was going to be a Met.
You mean when he first came to the Yankees and then pushing this forward a year? Yeah, I got it. I mean, go ahead.
All kidding aside, though, if I were you, I would sign for that because I still think the Yankees could be better without Soto, and you're getting three things that you care about.
And that's a big piece of the way I structure my beliefs here, because I said that yesterday before you guys presented me with these. By the way, these things will never present themselves as real things,
right.
But just for fun, which it did. I said the same thing, like, I want Soto, but, you know, you can do this, and I gave you a few. And there's more days to build out real tangible moves for both teams, not necessarily today, but just as an overall and an overriding concept. The Yankees could be better next year without Juan Soto. That is not implausible.
Now, remember.
Yeah.
If the King delivers Juan Soto, we now have to refer to him as the King.
And I don't know that was part of the deal. Why am I getting sucked into this?
You said that I can't call him King until he delivers. They had a great season, but even that is not King crown worthy.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get Soto away from the Yankees, I think we all have to acknowledge that there is a king in town.
I actually think what I agreed upon, not that I would call him king. I'm gonna help
in,
you.
I will come
with
in
this.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you're gonna be wearing. And
I got my scepter and my crown and my cape.
I'll roll out a little red carpet.
Yes.
I'll do a little Harley race. I'll even present.
Yes. Okay.
You know, I might have to drop it and spike it and smash it on your head.
Like JYD.
But I will put. Yeah. Exactly. I will put it on your head, and I'll lean into the whole Cohen King Soto stuff, and you know, not that I'm calling up King, he ain't my king.
Yeah.
But he will have delivered on a king level for you guys.
I'm just reminding
and I will acknowledge
you. I'm just reminding you. It's not just Soto to the Mets. There are
some
things.
We got a lot
going
on here,
there
boy.
There are some things that come along.
And by the way,
that.
We also spent 2 months on Yamamoto. Nobody got him.
I know.
So watch. Soto's going to go back to the Padres.
Oh God, I'd be devastated if Soto didn't. He's got to be in New York. I can't.
He will be
for baseball purposes. I want him in New York.
Can I give you an off the radar wild card that not that they haven't been mentioned, but it still doesn't seem real. Toronto. They wanted Ohtani with everything and get him. And I think I don't think he's going back out west. I don't think he's leaving us, whether it's the Yanks or the Mets.
Yeah.
Toronto's the one team I actually worry about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.